The devastating earthquake in Peru this week left more than 500 people dead, and the nightmare is not over for the tens of thousands of survivors. Desperate crowds are looting stores and aid trucks in search of food, supplies, and fresh water. Peru's president, Alan Garcia, has called for calm, but reports say aid workers have not managed to get supplies to some of the hardest hit areas. We get an update now from freelance journalist Guillermo Galdos in the coastal town of Pisco. Thank you for talking with us.
Thank you to you.
The quake struck on Wednesday. Can you describe the scene for us there today, 3 days later?
The rescue teams just arrived 2 nights ago, and for the second night they've been working. As you said, more than 500 bodies have been recovered, but today I spoke with Spanish rescue team that arrived last night, and they've been assessing the situation, going around Pisco, looking at the rubble, and this guy, he said to me very clearly that he thought that the number of dead people could easily go up to 1,000 or more.
Are the rescue workers finding any survivors as they work through the rubble?
Yesterday they found one survivor that I saw in the main church. She was a guy who was alive after 3 days of being buried. But the possibilities of finding somebody alive today, I think, are very, very, very little. And the rescue workers, they mentioned to me that they don't have much hope of finding more people alive.
What does it look like there?
It looks destroyed. 70% of the city is on the floor. It looks like it has been bombed all night. And, you know, the smell now is a little bit strong as well for the number of bodies buried under the rubble. And the situation is getting worse by the day. The thing is, the supplies that are meant to arrive, they've been arriving, but in short quantities. We're talking about thousands of people who have lost their homes, have lost everything. And I think the government is running out of time to serve these people. And the people in Pisco, they're running out of patience as well.
It sounds like people have become desperate. There are reports of looting.
Yes, last night there was quite a lot of shooting here where I'm staying. Residents trying to protect, you know, whatever was left. The looters go out at night and they try to get as much as they can from the empty houses. Today, for instance, in the morning, I was filming in one of the streets and there were three people fighting out of desperation and anger. And actually, after we started filming them, they start to run after us and one guy who was armed stopped them, you know, and fired a few shots up to the air because these guys, they haven't had any food for days, very little water. And to be honest, you know, what you see a lot here in Pisco nowadays is flowers and tears.
I understand that in the confusion after the quake, there was a prison break and several hundred inmates escaped. Are they still at large?
Yes, they're still at large. The Minister of Justice, she mentioned yesterday, I think it was, that some of these prisoners have been going back because the conditions outside the prison were so bad that they preferred to be treated inside the prison. But these prisoners who have escaped, you know, they are delinquents, assassins, drug traffickers. And, you know, that makes things worse, really, because you don't only have looting and no lights and no security at all, but these 700 prisoners who are at large on the streets, it makes things much difficult.
Well, thank you for the update.
You're welcome.
Guillermo Galdos is a freelance journalist. We reached him in Pisco, Peru.